I'm an outsider. You're an outsider. Hashtag, we're all outsiders. We're doing a Young Justice after show, Outsiders, Season 3, Episode 8, entitled Early Warning. Let's get into it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up? And I'm actually going to correct myself. It is Season 3, Episode 18, called Early Warning. Let's get the episode correct on that one. But yes, I am your host. My name is Jeff Williams. We are here doing the after show. But I'm also here with my ride or die partner. We do so many after shows together, but we're knocking out Young Justice today. Anais, what's good? How you living?
I'm good. I was kind of bummed that there's not as much Forger in this episode, but Clarion made up for it.
Definitely. So. we got a lot of Violet in this episode. I feel like this was really her episode to talk about, like, her back, not even her backstory, but just to see her storyline go farther. Yeah. And there's so much to talk about. And we're going to be talking about a lot of Violet. We're going to be talking about the social media aspect of this show, because that's so predominant throughout this whole episode and throughout the whole series. And then we're also going to be talking about Eduardo joining the Outsiders and what that means from a outsider's perspective. Yeah, so we got all those. We're going to be doing an Outsider Spotlight, where we spotlight one of the Outsiders. So someone that's a teen who's making a difference, changing the world, doing something positive for their environment. And we're going to talk about one of those. We're going to highlight somebody. Anais is going to hit us with a little bit of news, and we're going to do predictions at the end. So let's get all into it. We got, first off, what is your overall thoughts on this episode?
I'm very happy with Zatanna. We got to see a lot more Zatanna because she's one of my favorite characters. So I was really, really happy. And Clarion, I did not know that much about Clarion. I know he's been in, like, a couple, like, not just Young Justice episodes, but, like, other just animated shows, but this one, I got to see a little bit more of him, and he just had so many funny moments. Like, I don't know, I thought it was funny when he was, like, he wanted to escape the tower, and he was like, oh, we're still here, oh, dang it, and the cat, or Tico's the cat's name, was like, meow, like, yep. dang it, it was just so cute. And I don't know if you noticed, but they had that in, like, a certain scene, but then if in the credits you can hear him, like, he's still in the tower, he's trying to escape. He's like, amazing. Oh dang it, like, it's just so funny. So yeah, and Zatanna, I love her. More Zatanna, please. Yes.
I definitely love the Zatanna add to this, but in retro, I mean, like, also that means that the Justice League doesn't really trust the Outsiders yet, because she was not really about, like, having them just go out by themselves. She's like, wait, is there no one there to help? I'm going to go. And then she kind of just took it upon herself. So that's going to be a kind of...
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how the Outsiders feel about getting the help, because they want to be separate from those people.
But, and also, I mean, part of it, yeah, I guess that, you know, they don't trust them. But also, I think just because her abilities kind of... They're kind of needed, I feel, yeah. Because, you know, he's like a witch boy. Yeah, so that's why she was
there. And she knew. I mean, she said, no, I need to be there. Mm-hmm. She knew her skills were tailored for this specific fight and for a specific person.
Yeah, because they basically didn't have, like, a Zatanna type, you know, on the Outsiders, so.
Exactly. And then, so we're going to start talking about Violet, because this episode was mainly about her, I feel like. There's so many different parts of her storyline. And then we hear that she's dying. Like, she has a couple months to live. And not only that, every time she's like, but I can heal myself. What do you mean? But every time she heals herself, she's actually making it worse. So that's crazy to see. Like, what did you think about when you heard that she was dying?
Well, you know, obviously I felt bad, and it's just like, you know, things come at a price. You know, it's like just because something seems too good to be true, it probably is. So it's like, yeah, it seems great that you can, you know, heal yourself, but there's a catch, you know, so.
Yeah, plus they said they left room for, like, they left room for a chance for her to say, or for her to live still. And so that's good. But yeah, when I first heard that, I was like, dang, that's where we going? Like, she only has 4 months or a couple months to live and stuff. So that was very aggressive. Very aggressive.
Hopefully they can find a way to, like, reverse it. I don't know. Yeah. Or get her to, like, yeah.
You think it'd be reversing or going to, like, taking a different body, like a capsule?
I don't know. Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe so she can escape and get, like, another body, like another host.
Yeah, another host body. I mean, that might be a way to do it, because if she's hurting that host, then maybe she might have to go to another host. But hey, we'll see. But yeah, so there was a lot going on with Violet, and I feel like that kind of that kind of made her decisions for, or that tailored her decisions throughout the rest of the episodes. Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about it before the show about her and it was Rose. What was her name again?
Harper Row.
Harper Row. Mm-hmm. And her interacting with that. And she skipped training to go hang out with Harper. And right when she said she skipped it, I was like, I wonder if that decision was brought up by finding out she's dying.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, she's like, okay, well, I'm going to die anyway, so, like, why am I going to spend time training? Why am I going to, you know, she ignored Brion's text. It's like, what's mm-hmm. the point? Like, I'm going to die anyway, so why am I going to invest my time in these things? So might as well just drink and shoot, you know? Yeah. And kiss random people, you know?
I mean, like, I really thought about, like, she's like, I'm just going to do me. I'm going to do the fun stuff. I'm going to do what's bad and not really give a crap about any of the repercussions that come from it. Because she's over there just, like, playing, unfortunately, she's playing with guns, which is bad for anyone to do. But, like, and then it took a minute for her to put the gun down. She was, like, drinking more than she needed to. I was like, she's wilding out. So, I mean, it's definitely a first impression or first reaction, but I feel like it's hitting, that's just, like, covering up what is actually hurting her. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see if she tells Brion or if she holds off, because that was the topic they talked about. Is she going to tell the group that she's dying? And when she said that she wasn't, I was like, well, how do you feel about that? Because I was like, I would be upset if she's one of my teammates teammates and I don't know anything about you. First off, we're friends. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to tell us that. Exactly. So I was upset. But how'd you feel about it?
No, yeah, I definitely think she should tell them, because I would want to know that if my friend is dying. Please let me know that. And it just really, you know, makes you think, because, you know, there's been movies and stuff made about, like, oh, if you knew you were going to die, like, you know, people, like, you know, they'll have, like, their bucket list and things like that. So it's just kind of interesting to see how, you know, people react to that kind of news. And it makes you think, like, how you would feel if you knew that you only had, like, 4 months to live. It will change the way you live, so.
Definitely, yeah, like, it would change the way you live, the way you make any decision, because right now you're like, honestly, there's nothing after 4 months. I could do this and just chill. And like with the gun stuff, if I die today, like, I was going to die in 4 months anyways, which is a horrible way of thinking about it. But like, realistically, that's probably what some people deal with. Like, fortunate for us, like, we haven't had to deal with that stuff, but I can only imagine the mindset for people. And then you see her and Rose kiss. Yes. And Rose kiss. So that, it was interesting. Like, wait, I have a boyfriend. And then she's like, so do I. Yeah. I'm like, what you mean? That's not all right. Make it all right.
Yeah, I think Harper's one of those people that's just kind of like, one of those that just like live life to the fullest, live in the moment. I think we all know that person. I'm not really, I'm that person sometimes, but not like, I don't like to break people's hearts and cheat on them. So I wouldn't do that exactly.
Good enough.
But I feel like that's kind of maybe, you know, how Harper is. And it's like, we're in the moment, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But, you know, it was cool to see that like on a show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though like we don't know exactly if Violet is a woman or not, because she, you know, doesn't really know, but it's just like more representation.
Yeah, it's not defined. She doesn't want to define mm-hmm. it and everything. But yeah, that like her whole story is getting more interesting and more interesting, and it's crazy to see that potentially in 4 months she could go away. So I'm definitely interested to see how that story development goes and how she's gonna tell her friends and Brion especially, because they're supposed to be in love. So,
look. Tell them.
If my spouse, my wife, or girlfriend, or any of that, like, she don't tell me, that would hurt.
And also, they can help you. Like, you know how many resources you have with all those superheroes? Like, mm-hmm. if they find out, oh, this person can die, they're all going to try to help you, you know. Zatanna could come in there, maybe she could reverse it or something. So.
But, like, even though we both say this, at the same token, I feel like, if you're going through this, you're probably like, no, I'm going through this. They can't really relate. So you're more like kind of making yourself lonely. All right, loaning yourself awake. And it's kind of unfortunate, but like I can actually see it from her point of view as well. It's like, they don't understand what I'm going through. Let me just figure it out for myself. Let me deal with it myself. And then maybe I'll tell them when I can actually do
when
it.
When it's too late? No, tell them now. They can help you. I'm just saying. That's what friends do. They will help you.
Yes. Let us know what you guys think in the comments mm-hmm. about the whole Violet situation. Is she gonna, when she should tell the group, if she should tell the group, let us know. And then just like put in the comments everything, all your prediction, everything. We love the comments. And just, Anais, let them know how much we love the comments, how much we love the fans.
Yes, we love hearing from you guys. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be the ESPN of TV Talk. So we don't just want your comments, but if you could, you know, subscribe, like, that'd be awesome as well. If you're listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. That we'd really appreciate that as well. And please do not be shy. Let us know what you think. We, you know, it kind of helps us, you know, shape, you know, future after shows, you know. Maybe we might feature a comment. We love hearing from you guys, so yeah, please let us know what you think.
I can't agree with you more. There's so many times I'm over there looking in the comments and I'm learning stuff through the people that are talking.
Yes, educate
us. Because they educate me throughout the whole time. Like, I love superheroes. I talk about superheroes all the time, like I'm on multiple after shows, but I stay in the comments learning stuff that I would never read. I never know through the comics or through just the movies.
There's so much information, so yeah, definitely, you know, it helps to hear from other people as well. Because we can't know every single thing.
Yeah, like social media is a great way for us to learn from them and them from learn from us. But like, social media is not only prominent for us, but it's prominent in this show. Mm-hmm. And from the first part of the episode, you see it was Courtney Whitmore, and she was from Good World Studios talking about the outsiders and the hashtag We Are All Outsiders. And I feel like that resonates not only through like social media in the show, but like through real life, because hashtags are such a huge thing now. Yeah. Whether it's hashtag Save Swamp Things, hashtag We Are All Outsiders, they all have different meanings and they attach to people. And for like this, We Are All Outsiders, that means so much to those people that are seeing themselves represented in the show. And I just thought that's really cool.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about it. It's kind of reflecting, you know, society in many different ways. So
yeah, like there's so many different ways that this show resonates with real life in like a very real way. And it's crazy to see, because like when you first think of Young Justice and you think of superhero show, you're not thinking of real life situations, real life problems being talked about on the show, and you get all of it. And it might not always be in your face, but it's definitely shown, and it's resonated through like through hearing it or through seeing it, because they don't always talk about it, but it's definitely in the background.
Yeah, and I've always wondered, like, before, maybe, like, a few years ago when I would read comics and stuff, like, how they would, like, superheroes would maybe kind of live in that world with social media, because I would think, like, would it, you know, it'd be harder to keep their identity, you know, secret and stuff like that. So now we're seeing that more in, you know, comics. And I remember, I think the first time I kind of saw, like, some social media thing in the comics with, I think, Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, taking a selfie in the bathroom. I'm like, that is so weird to me, because I'm not used to, like, seeing them interacting with social media and things like that. And kind of, so, yeah, now it's kind of more part of the...
I feel like it, like, grounds the show. It kind of makes it more realistic, because, like, oh, the superheroes are doing something that a normal kid would do, like, taking selfies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then also what normal people do, social media can also hurt the team dynamic. And I don't know if they, like, did a little tease there, but, like, with all the different names that he was doing, or different, what do we call them?
Like, aliases? Or
Not different names, sorry. When they're, like, team, let's go, or something like that.
Oh, like, they're, like, saying, or, like, motto, saying, or something.
Their motto. He kept changing it throughout the episode. I don't know if that was a tease to them getting frustrated, but I see that social media could frustrate the team dynamic and kind of figure out who's a leader, and say the social media is highlighting one superhero.
Maybe they're gonna fall for, like, you know, they're gonna go through what a lot of us go through. It's like they're gonna read the comments. They're gonna see that one member is more like than the other. Maybe like egos are gonna.
It's like
clash
the real world
stuff.
For Young Justice and stuff. Like, you're gonna, they're like stars now. They told them who they really are. There is no like behind a mask or anything now. They know exactly who you are. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic, how they're going to deal with that and how it's going to change the team dynamic.
Yeah, I definitely want to see how that's going to affect them, because, you know, you're so used to superheroes being so secretive, you know, and, like, hiding, you know, obviously their identities and stuff like that. So it's just like, let's see if this actually has a good effect or... Nah, because, you know, Beast Boy, he thought, you know, it was a good thing. So we'll see. Yeah. But I have a feeling that's not going to go well.
Yeah, because not everybody is okay with just being right in front of the screen saying, hey, what's up? This is me. And then being like the front of the whole team. Some people just might want to save people and then go back to their own like personal lives and stuff. Mm-hmm. As you see, like some of the superheroes, they retire and get like back to regular life. So it'd be interesting to see how those outsiders try and deal with the spotlight. And like we talked about how the team dynamic, the team just got bigger at the end of this episode. We see Eduardo, and Eduardo finally joins the team.
Eduardo? Or Ed?
Ed, yeah, we're going to still get
Dr. Eduardo, and I thought he said just Ed. I don't know, we'll see. But well, I think he said to call himself Ed.
It's Junior, so we'll call him Ed.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. we're gonna call him Ed, we call him Junior. But yeah, so he joins the team, and one of the things he says is, like, the people want to see someone that resembles them. Mm-hmm. And not only is that good to see in the show, but that, again, resonates with so much real life. Like, I can't tell you how many times, like, as a kid, when I was watching superhero shows and any other shows, I wanted to see someone represented that looked like me.
Yeah.
So when I saw, like, the Miles Moraleses and just other different superheroes that were black, or that were shown black, portrayed as black in the comic books or in the movies, I thought it was always cool. So seeing him say that, that resonated with me. And I think that was a cool dynamic and cool thing to add to the show. And how do you think that he's going to add to the team? Or just that statement alone?
No, I like that he said that, because it made a good point. And also, it kind of reminded me, you know, because he was like, okay, you two, okay, you're a prince, you're a movie star, you're legacies. And it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, rich kid privilege of, like, universities, you know, when you're getting into university, you know, certain people have an easier time because of who their parents are or their status. So he kind of reminded me of that situation, how, like, even though it's not, like, you know, TV or representation there, but it's just, I don't know, it just made me think about that, how, like, it's just a little bit easier, and sometimes they don't realize how, maybe, like, the, you know, they have that little bit of privilege, you know?
I feel that. Do you think that their different temperaments are going to clash? Because Garf is not like that. He's more in, he's a TV star, he's a movie star, so he's in your face, he's happy, he's pumped, he's wants everybody to know who he is and what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ed, he might be that way, but he also wants to represent for the normal people, the more grounded people. So I can see their tempers clashing. How do you think he's going to fit with the mold with the group?
I think he'll do well. Like, I feel, I mean, first of all, like, Beast Boy, he was all for him joining. And, you know, I think it fits that he's the leader because he's the actor and he likes, you know, I guess the spotlight. So it's fine. And I think, you know, he's just kind of going to be the one kind of doing his job and, like, you know, doing it for the reasons of, like, I want to help people, but I don't think he's going to do it for, like, the fame or anything like that. But it'll just be cool to, like, I know it'll be cool for people who can relate to him to see him, and it'll make them more popular.
Yeah, so. I feel like he's literally their definition of outsider, because they wanted to be, like, the young kids that are making a difference, making a change, not having to deal with the politics that the Justice League has to deal with. And he's honestly, like, their spokesperson for that, because when kids see that, normal kids that don't have superpowers, they want to see someone, oh, you kind of look like me, you kind of, like, act like me, you're also in the what do they call it, the teen center, or the youth center,
the metahuman
youth center. So, like, seeing that, I think that would be a cool dynamic. But going along with that, like, how the outsider spotlight, how outsiders are talking about people that make a difference. We have a special segment here called Outsider Spotlight that we're going to do right now.
Woo-hoo.
So Outsider Spotlight is where we talk about, we put the spotlight on an outsider, someone who's making a difference, changing the mold, being a positive influence in their community and the world. And this week we're going to be talking about Marley Diaz. I believe I pronounced her name correctly. She is an activist, author, and a public speaker, all at the age of 14.
Wow.
She started a campaign, #1000BlackGirlBooks, which ends up getting over 11,000 books handed out and given. And so she just beat her goal by 11 times.
That's
so
crazy.
You know, that's just a normal thing to do. And not only that, she's an author. She has a book called Marley Diaz, Get It Done, and So Can You. So that's really cool. So, like, she's already killing the game. She's being interviewed by all the biggest names, and she is making a positive change in her community, and it's so cool to see at such a young age.
Yeah,
wow. Like, I believe she started that campaign at the age of 9.
Oh my gosh.
She was even a teenager, and now she's, like, 14.
Dang.
Doing all these things, and author, and over
that's
here.
Awesome.
So it's really cool to see. And she was actually part of Forbes 30 Under 30.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's really killing it. And she says she wants to make stories that reflect the black girls that are reading the books. Aww. So it goes along with Eduardo talking about how he wants to be representing mm-hmm. his type of people. So it's always cool to see, and it's great to see her doing that. And if you want to follow her, you can follow her at I Am Marley Diaz on all social media.
How do you spell Marley?
So it is I Am, and then it is Marley.
Okay.
Dias. Okay. So go ahead and follow her right there. So yeah.
Good job, girl.
So she is killing it. She's all in the news. Like, she's doing everything. She's making a difference. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we wanted to put the spotlight on you today and keep killing it. And then also in the comments, let us know. Tell me what outsiders that you guys know about that we should put the spotlight on. Because, I mean, I can tell you a bunch of different activists, outsiders. But I want to know people that you guys know. Maybe someone that's not as predominant as her, but we could put the spotlight on her. So I would really like to do that. Put it in the comments. And then we're going to spotlight another one next week.
Yeah.
But before we get on to our predictions, we got to hit up a little bit of news. Because what's the tea for us on Ais?
Well, it's been a little bit of a slow news week, but I don't know if you guys have heard of the new HBO Max service.
Yes.
And that we're going to have a bunch of different...
Yeah, it was a lot of confusion.
Plethora of different things, including some DC shows like Doom Patrol. If you saw the little trailer, there was like a little quick flash of the Doom Patrol logo. We're hoping maybe it'll help save Swamp Thing.
Hashtag save Swamp Things. We're bringing that back. Hashtag save Swamp Thing.
And who knows, Young Justice might go on there as well. But we still don't know if like that means that DC Universe is done for, or they're gonna, like, the DC shows are gonna be both on HBO Max and DC Universe. Yeah. I feel like they should be on both, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think they should be on both, but I think they should also make it clear what HBO Max is, because the name is kind of confusing. Because, like, am I gonna have HBO Go, Max, HBO Regular, DC Universe, TBS, or, like, all the different other channels that they have on there? So, like, they need to be a little bit more clear with the branding, because, like, my DC Young Justice show is not going to be on the same as Game of Thrones. That's not the same thing. I understand, like, HBO is all-encompassing, but, mm-hmm. like, they need to be a little bit more clear about it. And I hope they will going forward, because it was cool to see, but it's also confusing.
I guess that's why it's maybe, like, a teaser. I don't know. But I think with the name Max, like, that should mean it's everything. It's like the maximum, you know. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the vibe that I get. And also, it did seem like they were gonna have everything on there, like a combination of like HBO stuff, DC stuff, like TBS. I don't know, just a bunch.
They had Adult Swim on there.
Oh yeah, Adult Swim.
They had a little bit of everything on there. So it'll be definitely interesting to see where they go with this and how they try to group up what apps or what shows go with what apps.
Oh, and then movies too. Like we saw clips of Justice League on mm-hmm. there. So.
Snyder Cut,
yeah. I would support the release of Snyder Cut. He follows me on Vero, so I'm just saying. Shout out to Zack Snyder. Thanks for following me on Vero.
I'm going to just drop that name real quick.
Yeah, just saying.
I feel you on that. If I had that name to drop, I would be dropping that every day. They're like, hey, Jeff, you already know I'm about to drop, so... That's literally how I introduce myself.
Let us know what you guys think of HBO Max. If maybe you can clear some things up for us, that would help. If you work for HBO, you know, let us know.
Give us all the tea. If you work for HBO, call me. My number is... No, I'm just kidding. I'm not telling my number, but hit me up in the comments because I will respond and I really want to know what's going on with HBO Max. But before we leave, we got to talk about some predictions because there's a lot of stuff going on in this show. And what do you think is coming up next?
Okay. This one's going to be more for, like, end of season predictions. First of all, Courtney Whitmore, she's Star Girl, but not yet. So I feel like since she's reporting constantly on The Outsiders, she's going to end up joining them towards the end of the season. She's going to be like, I want to join too. And somehow she's going to get her powers. I don't know how that's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And then, I was happy that we got some flashbacks of Terra and Deathstroke training because I wanted that. So thank you for giving me what I wanted. So hopefully we'll get some more of those as well. And I feel like towards the end, but I feel like the season finale is going to be kind of like more about Violet, like trying to save her. That's going to be like the main goal. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I hope because I like Violet. I like that whole storyline. I feel like she's... she's especially with the storyline that she doesn't particularly say that she's a woman. I feel like that translates for so many people in the world. I feel like that's such a huge topic to talk about. So I would love to have her character stay on and continue on for the next couple seasons. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping we're gonna do a hashtag save Violet
yes,
too.
Yes, hashtag save Violet.
We're saving a lot of people. We're
yes. just save we're, Swamp Thing, save Violet.
We're out here to save people.
Save the Snyder Cut.
Exactly. Save them all. Save yes. them all. But yeah, my prediction has them do a Tara as well. I'm being optimistic with this one. I'm hoping that that connection that she's kind of gaining with Tigress when they were training, how she was like, yeah, I know how sometimes training can be hard because they had hard training, like when they were coming up, they had hard times training with the people that were training them. And I feel like maybe she can have a connection there and like maybe I can actually rely on her and maybe I can trust her. And then Tigress will be like, you could tell me what's going on. Or maybe she'll like, she tells Tigress what's going on and help her get out of that situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm being optimistic because if not Tara, you might have to get the boot because you can't be sneaking up on Young Justice like that and the Outsiders. But yes, that is my prediction. Please let us know what you guys' predictions are for the next show and for the series and let us know what you guys think. But yeah, that is all for this week's episode. It was season 3, episode 18, titled Early Warning. But let them know where they can find you, Anais.
On Instagram, I'm MoreThanYouThink7, and Vero, it's Mo, ITZMOE.
Yes, and like I said earlier, we're on all the superhero shows. We're on Young Justice, we got Swamp Thing, and we got Legion as well. So we're just doing them all, and you guys can find me on that and at JeffWill_Jr. on social media. Appreciate you guys, and we will see you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.